কুন্তী দেবী বিপদাশ্রন্ত তাশ্বাশ্বত তত্ত্বদত্ত জগৎগুরু অ্যান্ড ভক্তিনাথ ঠাকুর করেছেন। আমার স্ত্রী আছে, কিছু নাহি পাই, তোমার করুণা সার তুমি কোটেশন ভক্তিনাথ ঠাকুর পরমাগত অ্যান্ড আদার বুকস অ্যান্ড অলসো ভাগবত গোবিন্দ মহারাজ জয়চৈত মহারাজ বিশ্রাম করবেন কোথায়? আনন্দ বৃন্দাবন চম্পু অ্যান্ড গোপাল চম্পু বিভ্রসান আনন্দ বৃন্দাবন চম্পু compiled by
Kavikarnapur
Kavikarnapur
We're discussing this morning that some of us, we don't always stay in one temple and have an opportunity to do regulated deity worship, but we like doing deity worship. So as far as an individual traveling with his own deity, maybe you can give us some advice what would be the best form of the Lord or the best procedure for an individual to travel with deities.
What is his point?
He does traveling and preaching. He travels much.
Yes.
And he doesn't get time, chance to be in the temple and see the deity. And he wants to know if he can travel and take the deity with him. What type of deity is the best? What is permitted?
Who has given the deity to him?
No, he doesn't have now.
Govardhan Shila, Gopal Murthy, what is the deity?
Maharaj, he doesn't have any now. He does not have anything now. But he wants your advice as to what would be the best form of the Lord to worship while traveling.
He hasn't started it yet.
That is not necessary. Kirtan is a higher type. Archan is less powerful. If we are asked by the superior to take the service of Archan, that is all right. Otherwise, in the general case, Kirtan will be more powerful and more fruitful. To serve and keep from the preaching department. Anyhow, the importance is there that under whose guidance I am working. That is all important. My energy will be translated. And so transformed into a subtle form. And we should revert to the higher quarter. By devoting my energy, I shall receive some remuneration. And that will be in terms of whom I shall obey, under whose order I am devoting my energy for this service. The quality of that man under whose order I am devoting my energy, I shall be paid in terms of that. Sadhu, anugatya. That is all important thing. One side, that I will be relieved from my mental tendency, which is forcing me to wander in the different stages of this material world. I shall get relief from that. And the positive side, that I am, my soul will be led to what strata, what plane, the plane which, from which the order is coming to me. In that coin I shall be paid. These qualities will come down to help me. My raw energy will evaporate, will diminish, will disappear, and I will find myself in the plane for whom I am working. The bhakti and the worship of the deity may be formed of that. The quality depends whose disposal I am doing the work. Hanumanji received so many, but that was pure devotion. At the same time, there are so many huge money being spent to construct temple, and deity also installed into the Shastric order, and in grand way the arrangement for the worshipping. That may be Padmakanda. If any object there is any begging purpose underlying. So King Padmati Makadmati Kalayupatra Mohita. The higher scholars cannot understand what is karma and what is akarma, what is because the object is all important for which I am working. Achar Srinam Lokan Nohanti Noni Vadhati. There is a plane. If one is standing at that plane, he can pass so many brahmandas. He does not do anything. It is possible. Revolutionary thought. Passing so many solar systems, one may not be entangled in any activity. Good or bad. Such a brain is that. The universal wave that is moving, and if I can dance in tune as that wave, I am free. No reaction will have any effect on me. and let go in Bhumika. That is called let go now. No motive. No local interest, however they say, is there. Universal is irresistible. And bhakti prapta means to adjust ourselves with the dance of that plane. That is bhakti prapta. The gone. And the local interest, provincial interest, they clash with one another. That may be very small very small and big. That does not matter. That is saguna. Vidyabhindi, bhayam vidyabhindi katasya. Consideration of second interest. But in hierarchy vidas also, it is apparent that local interest, personal interest, that is not so. That is a fashion of the universal yoga maya. At the bottom, there is that consideration of absolute interest, not of any local.
Bhavanprabhu
told at least you are here today.
ভাবছি সামনে মাসে যে একবার বাস যদি ঠিক করা যেতে পারে তাহলে আর তাছাড়া প্রফুল্ল জীবনামৃত ম্যানুস্ক্রিপ্টটাও পাঠাতে হবে এটা কলকাতায় আছে
ছাপানো হবে কোথায়
ছাপানো হবে আপনি মানে আমি কলকাতায় দেখতে পারি মহারাজ কথাবার্তা বলে বিভিন্ন লোকের সঙ্গে ভালো ইয়ে চিন্তা দেখে
কথা যদি জুটতে পারেন বিশেষ বসকে
আমি তাই ভাবছি
যে আমি আরম্ভ করবি বিশেষ কাজ
হ্যাঁ আমি মনে হচ্ছে ম্যানুস্ক্রিপ্ট ওনার হাতে দিয়ে দেবো মিসেস বোস
কিন্তু প্রুফ দেখবেন আপনি
হ্যাঁ প্রুফ তো আমি দেখবো আমি বলছি যে ছাপার ইয়েটা একবার উনি যদি হাতে নেন তাহলে মোটামুটি মনে হয় যে ফাইন্যান্সে উনি দিতে পারেন মহান ওনার কাছ থেকে বার করা খুব মুশকিল কিছু
যোগী শ্রেণ বুদ্ধা যুক্ত জয়া পার্থ কর্মবন্ধন প্রহাস নেহাভিক্রমনাশস্তি তত্ত্ববায়ু ন বিদ্যতে স্বল্পমপ্য ধর্মস্য ত্রয়তি মহতু
বুদ্ধিযোগ
আর আমার মনে হয় ওই যে বঙ্কিম প্রশংসা করেছে তো কেদারনাথ বাবুর এইটা একটা অরিজিনাল দান হচ্ছে আমাদের কাছে পর্যন্ত পাইনি গীতার ব্যাখ্যায় তা আমার মনে হয় বুদ্ধি যোগেতে ওই বঙ্কিমের ওইটি খুব পছন্দ আর ভক্তিনাথ ঠাকুর ওইখানেই শুদ্ধ ভক্তি ভক্তের লক্ষণ দেখছে যদিও ভক্তি যোগ একটা রয়েছে আলাদা
So what would be the difference, Maharaj, between Bhakti Yoga and Buddhi Yoga according to Bhaktivinoda Thakur?
Buddhi Yoga, according to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Buddhi Yoga is more special than the accommodating. It's a prakita. It will be, it will suit mostly for off-practical leader. More accommodating. More nearer to Krishna consciousness. Buddhi yoga. Bhakti yoga just above Jnana yoga, what is described in 12th canto, 12th adhyaya. But Buddhi yoga is more precious. Externally, he may deal with anything and everything, but that has no influence on him. Buddhi yoga. But in Bhakti Yoga, in Dvadasa Adhyaya, we find that some sort of restriction, control is applied there. Manicheta, Sthiramati, Arsuk, Dukkha, Samana, all these things are all right. But any external connection with the which may be considered to be rejectable, even in the highest position of a devotee, that can also be harmonized, everything. Doing anything he may not do. Buddhi yoga. Ekai hokuru nandana. Whatever he is asked to done by his master, he is ready to do that. Without any consideration of good or bad. Buddhi yoga.
Maharaj, Mahanamrata Brahmachari, he was once interpreting, he was once giving a lecture and interpreting that to follow the instruction of the Guru.
He is a nasty man. He came from the source of Jagabandhu. When he went to America for doctorate, I was in charge of Bombay Mott at that time. And then he came back, I saw his doctorate, there also defect in his writing in the name of Jiva Goswami, what he has written, that is there. Again, the acme, when he told that Mahajano Yeno Gatasva Sapantha, I heard from one of my god-brother, Dr. Shamlal. So he attended one of his lectures, perhaps in Barhampur or somewhere. And he told, and I might have seen in the paper also, in explaining, Mahajano Jena Gata Sapantha. He said, Mahajan Gandhi is a Mahajan, Rabindranath is a Mahajan. Hearing that, I have rejected him and cast him in the dustbin.
That is your Kripa Maharaj. At least he has a place in your dustbin.
तबे वशिष्ठ जी हाय निंदा जो And another thing I found in his writing, he was very eager to find out the name of Sri Chaitanya Dev in the writing of Rabindranath. And anyhow, he mentioned the place where Sri Rabindranath is saying to some persons that you are too much of the Varnasam fashionism. But Chaitanya also did not care for your formality. He, with very eagerness, tried to test that Rabindranath also took the name of Chaitanya. But Rabindranath took it in that hateful way. Even Chaitanya did not care for your formality. Not Sri Chaitanya, Chaitanya. Chaitanya also did not care for the formalities of Varnasam. What of mine? I don't care for you. And I was so much proud that Chaitanya is mentioned in the... It came from the lips of Rabindranath, that fellow. I was told that he can deliver the lecture very fluently, very and impressive way. That I have heard. Long ago, when I went to Jalpaiguri for preaching, the general educated public told that what you have preached here about Gaudiya Math, hitherto such evolution, high caliber prachar erokom bhabe ar hoy. But Mahanambada, he came, and then in Nama Chaitanya, he delivered several lectures, and the people were impressed. But Mahanambada was a fluent style of his lecture, but nothing within. Then he is a Mahajan, Rabindranath is a Mahajan, in the line of Mahajan. Tabat ca shubhati murkha, javat kinchit na bhasati. So long a fool may cut a good figure, as long as he does not open his lips. So opening his lips to the scholar section, that is a difficult thing.
ভাই উপস্থিত হয় নিন্দা লক্ষণ ওইটার ইংরেজি বলেন নি
আমি একবার বলিছি
দেখুন কাজকর্মে দেখুন
হি অলসো স্মোকস মহারাজ মহানম্রত After giving his lecture, as soon as he goes inside, he is puffing to get back his inspiration.
And they were smoking mere tobacco or ganjika. That will be more stimulating.
So one of our god brothers, he was visiting him before, so he asked him, he said, how do I see that you are smoking? He said, no, this is for private, amongst you, but for public, I am against smoking. Such a bogus character.
Yeah. This is perfect. Hari, 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 Hari,
feel at ease.
In Durgapur, there was one gentleman who was arguing from this Kali Santanam Upanishad. And he, from there he was quoting one verse where I think Lord Brahma, he is stating the Maha Mantra is Hari Ram, Hari Ram, Ram Ram, Hari Hari first, and Hari Krishna afterwards. So he said, how do you adjust this in your philosophy?
What did you say?
I told him that in the Ananta Samhita and Garuda Puran and one other Puran that the Hare Krishna mantra is given as we chant it. And that Brahma, he is Haridas Thakur, Namacharya. So we follow his example.
Kali Santan Upanishad, it is in such Agni Puran, the Brahma Puran, Brahmanda Puran, half-half. But they say that this is because it comes from Upanishad, which is Vedic mantra. And ordinary people may not have any entrance to Vedic mantra. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has just readjusted this mantra and the Vedic mantra, the concern is cancelled thereby, and he gave it to all. That is a section of people in the UP side, they, who love Sri Chaitanya Dev, they like to give their opinion like this. But our say that where it is mentioned Hari Rama first, then that is superficial. Concerning Rama Avatara, that was that took place first, and the Krishna Avatara, that after what that occurred. So first Ram, Hari Rama, and the Hari. But our deeper meaning is in Dvanda, when similar two things are connected together, not the historical precedent, but the consideration of the highly developed conception. So Krishna Nam is higher than that of Rama Nama. It is mentioned in Puran, Sahasra Nama Vishnu Rama Nama Varanami. Then three Rama Nama is equal to Krishna Nama. In this way, it has been mentioned in Puran. So Krishna Nama is more superior to Rama Nama. So in Dvanda Samas, where they are connected together, the place is given to the superior. So Krishna Nama is to come first. This is one part. The another point is that everything is moving in a cyclic order. Which is first, which is next, that cannot be ascertained in the eternal cycle. Either Krishna is before or Ram is before. So from that consideration also, Krishna, if we take Krishna Nam, that is not relating to posterity, but in the eternal cycle, any place we may begin. Then another higher thing of our sampradayic secret is this, that our deeper meaning is not concerned with Ramu Lila. Even the name Ram, there we find Radha Raman Ram, the whole self in Krishna consciousness, not Ramu consciousness or project. So, Mahaprabhu's highest conception of things, the Swayam Bhagavan Krishna Lila, it is connected with that. So, the Krishna, the Ram, not historical avatar in the predecessor of Krishna, but we are concerned with independent of Pap Kalo, holding Vrindavan Lila, Swayam Bhagavan Lila of Krishna. That is the real purpose of Mahaprabhu. It is not mentioning of Ramu Lila of Ajodhya at all. No connection. Mukta Prabhu, Do you follow?
Yes, there was also another thing which came up we were discussing, and that was Gautam Rishi and his wife Hotili.
Magoi Vidhi Vishayo Napi Deva Kuto Manushya. But Mahaprabhu gave the internal meaning. The Rishi cannot stand there. No Rishi. Nobody received Munayo. Nobody believed Vishayo Napi Deva Kuto Manushya. No mention of the humanity, human scholarship. To trespass into the realm. Even the rishi that do not know.
They say
they have dealt superficial things. Reason, superficial reason has been given by the rishi. Nātha vishit jasya matamina bhinna. What are the rishi? And have some substantial, some ground preparation of the ground of treason that is supplied by the rishi in general. Vasu Vetti Novetiva. The development of the treason. Chagvati is also rishi. Rishi means research scholar. Who has given a new doctor. Rishi means doctor. Who has given some original opinion into the society, he is Rishi. Brahmarshi, Devarshi, Rajarshi, there are so many Rishi. Question of Rishi. Atrir vasishtas chavanu saradvam Arishta nevi bhiguram viracha Parasaru gadhi suto saram Daipayanu bhagavan naradasya. They are all students and with profound silence they are giving hearing what novel thing is coming from the mouth of this boy. The stuck dumb, the rishi. When Sukadeva began to deliver his lecture of Bhagavatam, they are all stuck dumb, the rishi. The new thing coming. Hari Krishna, Prabhu Hari Go. Agarva Gunan Dosan Mayadhistana Pishatan Dharman Santajada. Speak of the rishi. What God Himself He has by His own lips He has given. This is your rishi. And that is also being cancelled. Yes? Can go. Necessity of going up. Krishna Himself He has also given so many things in the name of religion, but that is religion. Go find that, go find that, go do that. Is there in theism? So normally this is ridiculous. In many places it is mentioned. Anha padatta karana nishinishayana nana muno rasadhyā khana bhavana nidra dvaiva hatatta rapana adhishinishayana. This is the deva. Iha samsaranti. Anha padatta karana nishinishayana nana muno rasadhyā khana bhavana nidra dvaiva hatatta rapana adhishayuvi deva jushyat pasanga vimukha. Even those, the lords of rishis, muni, if they cannot understand your such loving service, the value, then they will have to go down. Such authority will also have to go down, so-called authority. Such high level Mahaprabhu has given. This Radha Govinda Lila, combined what he has given that cannot be comparable. Not only on this Brahmanda, this history of solar system, but in the course of the history of crores of creation and dissolution, such height. No bhuto, no bhavishyati. But Mahaprabhu has given. One gentleman told that Shoti, Savitri, Sita, Damayanti, and so many other Draupadi, then the high mothers of so many ladies, they were shining like stars in the history, in the Purana of the Vedic culture here. So long, they were shining. A very great splendor. But whenever Radha Rani had entered the arena, they all they have become prayed. All the models, the ideals, they are cast shadow, covered with shadow, more or less. And Radha Rani entered with her intense love for Krishna. The whole creation, even including so many shastra, Purana, Rishi culture, everything, by her dazzling personality, everything became veiled. Dr. Dinesh Sen told like that. You went through the door of Brahma Vaivarta Puram. The character of Radha Rami entered into the Saitarivale. And into the world of literature, then all other ideas of the highest attainment of the ladies, of the chaste ladies, all became fade. So Mahaprabhu came with that. And so it is told that Mahaprabhu Krishna and Radharani combined, Anarpita Charini Chirat Karuna Rati Sakkar. But you have been given to the world. In the cyclic order of the creation and dissolution, that was never given to the world, but Mahaprabhu has given. Dhanna Kali, this fortunate Kali Yuga. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Die to live. The death has also got its degree. The death, the degree of death, the intensity of the degree of death, what Radharani showed for Krishna, no parallel, they were conceived in the world. Such self-giving, self-offering, so intense self-surrendering. They have to be thought of by the scholars of the world, of the devotees. It is impossible. Hare Krishna, Lord, 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 Lord. And accordingly, all the groups of Krishna, the Sakas, the Sarvijas, the Matsuras, Mother, Mother, all, the highest degree of sacrifice and the surrender to be found only in Krishna Lila, Swayam Bhagavan in Vrindavan. Otherwise, the greatest devotee, Buddha, it is coming from his own mouth of Krishna. Whether Brahma, the Shiva, the Sankarsana, Lokhi, and myself even, is not so superior as my favorite Uddhava. I consider him to be more favorite than my own body, Krishna says. And that Uddhava says, I want to be a creeper, a shrub in Vrindavan, that I may have the chance of the touch of the feet dust of these damsels. What is this? Can we think it out? It is impossible for us to think out what high degree of devotion and sacrifice can be present there. And this cannot be denied. I put it to a Madrasi Pandit, and he could not say anything in opposition. Only Bhagavat, the whole Bhagavat in his mouth. He does not care to take any book. Whole Bhagavat is in his memory. That Pandit, I met him in Mambalam. And when I put this proof, he could not speak anything. So many appreciators, barristers, advocates, judges, followers, could not speak a single word. And quite positive, proof positive. Krishna himself said, Uddhava, you are such a favorite devotee of mine. None is so. And that Uddhava says like this. And how to measure? By light year, when we have to measure the distance of the stars, very far, far off, by light year. So here also, light year, Brahma, Shiva, Sankarsana, Lakshmi, himself, Uddhava, and they are after.